please. At times our heart gets heavy. It's important to learn to do that and to press through all the thoughts, to press through all the feelings, to press through all the suggestions of the enemy, to press through every he tries to provoke and assault, to press through everything to get your prayer through. Yeah, the enemy is determined that you don't make heaven. He's determined that he is determined to prevent you from making that ascent into heaven. Oh, he's determined, I'm telling you. And it's important to understand the fight that we're in. We thank God tonight that we're not here to fight each other. Understand what this fight is about. Many people do not understand the spiritual fight. And the enemy has them just where he wants them, to fight against each other. May we have eyes. May we understand. May God so enlighten us, really enlighten our minds, understand what this warfare is. All spiritual. All spiritual. Nothing physical. All spiritual. We need to be able to discern the enemy of our souls. We need keen eyesight. Keen eyesight. And I was, and I love to watch about eagles and to read about eagles. And when they eyesight, one of them, the eagle can see approximately 2 miles and see his prey 2 miles away, brother. Oh, and we should be like eagles. Eagles, I see the enemy. I can see what's going to happen. I can see it. I can see the. It's just something starting here. Oh, eyes like eagles. And we need to be able to soar above the clouds. Soar. Amen. We thank God tonight. May God teach us to pray. We need to always ask God, teach us to pray. But I'm afraid this is what people do not do today. And sometimes they pray, but it's not quality prayer. And you can become religious. You pray every day. Is not a change. You pray and you pray and you pray and you pray, but you don't change. Prayer is supposed to change you and I. So if you're praying and you're not changing, you're doing something wrong. You're doing something wrong and you're not getting the benefit of the time that you're spending. Because if you're praying, as Moses came from the mount, it was his face. They couldn't look at him. And therefore, if you're really praying, then you're going to be changed in the image of God. You are going to be changed. Your disposition will change. Your ways will change. And we thank God that for the power to change in Christ. Let us turn our attention tonight to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Ephesians, chapter 6. Read for me, please. 10 to 18.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Our topic, that's good, 18. Praying always.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Our topic this evening, the warfare of the Christian. The warfare of the Christian. I said earlier, this is not a physical battle. This is a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle. But it says in verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The strength is be strong in the Lord. God's telling us, be strong in the Lord. This scripture says, if ye be willing and obedient. If you be willing. Do you realize the enemy cannot coerce your will? No man can coerce your will. You must give consent. The devil cannot make you do anything. He cannot make you do anything. Willpower is one of the mightiest of all forces. Do you realize that? There is no man that can make me do anything. God will not coerce your will. The devil cannot coerce your will. You must surrender to him. He cannot make you lie. He cannot make you steal. He cannot make you do anything. It's a choice. It's a choice. He cannot make me hate you. It's a choice. He cannot make me strike you. It's a choice. The human will cannot be coerced. Cannot be. We sing the song, you are strong enough if you count it so. I refuse to submit to the enemy of my soul. I refuse. Our fellow man cannot compel us. You cannot. You have to surrender the will. Consent. I consent. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Look, your will may seem weak, but it really is not weak. It's not weak. You just have not used it. Use its strength. You have not used its strength. And the writer, you're strong enough. If you count it so. Lord, I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. All things. No, so don't say you cannot. It's a matter of you not willing to. You're not willing to. There's no man that can force you into compliance. No man. Do you realize, brethren, how powerful that is? That the devil cannot force me to do anything? Do you know how powerful that is? How powerful that is? It is a strong, look, when, see, I can submit and consent and act like anybody else outside because that's the easiest thing to do. But not everybody can love like God loves. Not everybody can act like God acts. Oh, there is a death. And there is a keeping of our humanity. Sometimes people say, well, it's because of the devil. No. Don't blame the devil. Don't put the devil in there. Don't put the devil in there. See, the thing is this. You know, bodybuilders, they work out. Be strong, right? Be strong. Bodybuilders work out. And the purpose in working out is not only to become strong, but to put on mass. And therefore, what they have to do is they have to eat and they have to exercise the arms. Let's just say, if I can, I'm going to exercise my arms to pick this up. Okay? But now I'm not using my arm to full capacity, full strength. So the same thing with the will. My will can be weak because I'm not using its full strength. There is no such thing, I can't. What do you mean you can't? Are you willing to exercise yourself to do? The strength that's not used accomplishes nothing. This is why God has it for us to be mobile. If you cease to move, your body will freeze. You will not be able to move your arm nor your legs. An individual in a coma, they must move the arm. He cannot. There must be movement and movement and movement. The Bible, God says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong. You can if you will. You can if you will. By the grace of the living God. Brethren, do you realize all those who have made it in time past, who have gone on to heaven, they're no different from us. Do you realize that? They're no different from us. It's what are you willing to do to make it there? How much are you willing to sacrifice to make it? How far are you willing to go to make it? Do you realize we have one chance in this thing? I have to sow, give myself to God to obtain the goods. Be strong in the Lord, in the Lord and the power of his might. Verse 11.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Okay. Is this something physical that I put on? What is this armor? Put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor. We are soldiers of the Lord. The Bible says for us to be able to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That means I cannot be thin-skinned. That means I cannot be whatever comes to try to injure me. I have to develop some thick skin so that I allow nothing to trouble my spirit. Put on the whole armor of God. Keep reading.
That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
I like you to read verse 12 and then we'll go back to verse 11.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
We wrestle not. I said earlier, a lot of people don't understand the fight we're in. We wrestle not against ordinary enemies. You're not my enemy. You're not. Neither of you, okay, is my enemy. Bible tells me we wrestle not against
flesh and blood.
So wrestle, to take part in a fight. Wrestle involves grappling with one's opponent and try to throw or force him down. We wrestle. So there's a wrestling in this. This is a warfare. I'm wrestling. Everything is right here in the mind. In the mind. The force of darkness tried to infiltrate wrestling. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Wrestling to force in a particular position. The enemy is trying to force me back into his kingdom. And I'm saying, no, you're not. It's trying to force me to act in a way that is contrary to the principles of God. I'm saying, no, you're not. No, you're not. Trying to force me to say things that's not right. No, you're not. I see you. I see you, and I'm not going there. No, you're not. Brother, this is a fight. It's a fight. The armor of God. The Bible says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That means I need to learn the word of God so that I can apply myself in the word. To put it on is putting on the graces of God so that I can exercise myself in the fight. So when the enemy confronts me, I know the word. See, if you read the chapter, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. The sword of the Spirit, the word of God. We are not fighting each other. I'm not fighting the boss. I'm not fighting your, no. It's what is the spirit that drives you? Be careful that we do not allow the enemy to use you. That you don't allow him to use you. Don't give him the advantage. You see, at home, husband and wife, at home, the enemy wants to separate you. You're not fighting each other. Understand that you're dealing with spirits. Spirits of devils, ranks of devils, powers of darkness, the prince of the power of the air. You cannot be seen with the regular eyes. You need spiritual eyesight. Well, when people get up in your face, you're not dealing with that individual. It's the spirit in that individual. When people get up in your face and ready to fight, no. Understand what this is about. The devil wants your soul. He wants your soul at any cost. Are you wise enough to understand this? Do you understand what this fight is about? The armor, this armor, which God provides us, equips us against the enemy of our souls. This is why you need to pray. You need to fast. You need to read the word of God. Because the enemy is going to come from every angle. And if you don't know the word, and you're not able to exercise yourself, the enemy will have you for dinner. I'm telling you. Nothing will stand except if you put on the armor of God. You're not able to stand in your own strength. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. The Bible also talks about the armor of light and the armor of righteousness. We're dealing with, there's the kingdom of the devil and the kingdom of God. The devil is a spirit. The man full of legions, he was full of spirits, of devils. It's not just one. You got lying spirit, envy spirit, jealousy spirit, hatred spirit, homosexual spirit, lesbian spirit, all kinds of spirit, a backbiting spirit, a tattletale spirit, all kinds, and all a devilish spirit. You got to understand this battle. When I had a backbiting against me, understand, this is a backbiting spirit. It's a devilish spirit. A gossiping spirit. It's a devilish spirit. The Bible says, what spirit is as strong as death? Which spirit is that? Jealousy is as strong as death. Cruel. That man. Please help me out. Cruelest. Is that right? Right. See? Spirits. The longer. See, this is why people have such a hard time annihilating the carnal man. Because, see, the longer spirit is allowed, or the more you gave vent to the spirit, the stronger it becomes and the harder it is to kill it. So you're going to have to exert so much more effort to kill certain spirits that people have given themselves to. Why not? They've been living there for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years living there. Says, I am not leaving. Oh, that means now you're saved. God saved you. And God sanctifies your soul to be able to deal with that. Because God sanctifies you does not mean every spirit is going to be gone. No, all that does is it enables you to fight the monsters in your life. What does? To fight the monsters in your life. And you ought to know the monsters in your life. Whatever you gave yourself to, long and hard, it's going to be hard to leave. So a friend of mine had a, we used to write the work together. It was dark one morning, and he had told me he had a raccoon in his roof, in his attic. And the man came, he hired a pest control guy, and he put a trap. I saw the trap, three stories. I saw the trap with the raccoon in the trap. I said, wow, you got him. Good. He boarded up, put a piece of sheet metal up there and everything. And lo and behold, the raccoon, whatever raccoon, maybe more than one, got back inside. He said, I am not leaving. This is my home. Don't you evict me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm comfortable here. And you think you will get rid of me? Brother, spirits are the same way. They need to be forced out. And this is why God told them, you must kill everything. Everything. Leave nothing to breathe. Because if it's even faintly breathing, it's going to take the right or the ripe opportunity. Is going to expose itself. That's why God says, put on the whole armor of God. What is the purpose of the armor? What's the reason for the armor? Read for me. Verse 11.
Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Woo. To be able to stand against the wiles. What is the wiles? The armor of God. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Now God tells us to move on to sanctification. God tells us, don't go there. Galatians 5 tells us about the works of the flesh. And it tells us also about the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, how we need to put these things on. Love, joy, gentleness, meekness. Put these things on. Put these things on. Making sure your life is right before God. You put on these graces of God. How do you put them on? Get on your knees before God and pray. And when and after you're done doing that, asking God to help you to become like him. Lord, I want to be more kind. I want to be more gentle. Lord, when I came to you, Lord, I had a hateful spirit. And Lord, help me to get rid of that. So now you're on your job. And somebody does something to you, and it kind of irks you. But God says, you got to love him. You got to treat him like he never did you anything wrong. So now I have to exercise love. It's not going to be easy when you just used to cut people off and just hate them. Now God says, you got to be different. You can't do that anymore. I'm putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm following the word. So that's how I'm going to become right here, because now I'm exercising it. Lord, this is difficult, Lord. What he just did to me, I'm praying. Nobody has to hear my prayer. I'm working, I'm praying. Lord, you saw what he just did, Lord. Help me to treat him right. After lunch, I have to be with him, Lord. But I have to meet with him. I have to work with him. Help me to treat him right, Lord. I'm working on me when I do that. I'm working on me. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult because it's not like me to do that. But I tell you, as I do it, day one, day two, day three, week one, week two, week three, goes for a month and 2 months. You know what happens? Oh, it becomes like second nature over time. After a while, he doesn't bother me anymore. Oh, he cannot affect me anymore. I've worked on this to such an extent. Whatever he does, my spirit is. Whatever he does, I'm clear. This is what we need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever it is that is affecting you, you got to deal with it. You got to deal with it. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able. See? Without putting on the armor, you will not be able to withstand, to stand against the wiles. What is that? Wiles. Wiles. Devious. Or cunning stratagems. You know what devious is? Skillful use of underhanded tactics to achieve his goals. Devious. I remember Brother Anthony used to say, we're dealing with a wily foe. Devious or cunning stratagems employed in manipulating or persuading someone to do what one wants. Standing against the wiles. And brother, it's all right here. All in your mind. All in the mind. And after a while, then your emotions get involved. To stand against the wiles of the devil, a trick. Deceitful, cunning trickery of the enemy. Oh, brother, I'm telling you, you've heard me talk about that lizard. How it changed color. I saw it three times. It changed color three times before my eyes. I couldn't believe it. What a lesson I got from that. And the Bible also says, be careful. The devil transformed himself to an angel of light. Don't let the devil use you. Be careful. That he may be able to stand against the wiles, against his trickery. How he beguiles people against his enticements and how he lures people. Read for me, please, Genesis 3, verse 13. Let's look at an incident here and what a lesson we can gain from that. We can glean from this here, this lesson, what happened to Eve. 3, verse 13.
And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me.
Oh, the serpent. The serpent beguiled me. She made a choice. She made a choice. I'm going to prove it to you. To beguile is to influence by trickery, flattery, mislead. To delude, beguile. Now read for me, please, same chapter. Hold on 1 second here. Same chapter. Verse 6.
When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise.
Okay, so let's break this down a little bit. And when the woman saw, was it sinful to look at? No, it was not sinful to look at all. Not at all. But when a woman saw the tree was good for food. Okay. So now we're dealing here with humanity. Now, and then we're going to deal with her reasoning. Be careful when you say the devil made, the devil doesn't make anybody. Okay? We have to be very careful because even though you're saved and the carnal man is crucified, yet you have your humanity to deal with. And you will always have your humanity to deal with and till the day you die. Okay? So this individual self, so the taking of the fruit was the act of it was sin. The looking at it was not sin. Okay. However, the looking was not forbidden, but it was through the look the looking, that the appeal was made to her because it was pleasant to the eyes. So now an appeal was made. And then she reasoned, although she knew what the Lord had already said. She knew it. Clear well, she knew. So we have to be careful. So now her individual self and her better judgment knew that it was not right. But in the reasoning of her humanity, she became self-deceived, blinded. She consented. The devil didn't make her do anything. Her humanity, her reasoning. See, this is something you have to be very careful of. When God says something, don't reason it out. Just that one time. Don't touch it. I'm telling you, don't do it. That one look. David, one look. Where should he have been? In battle. When you forsake the assembling of yourself and you're not here when you should have been here, when the doors are open, because God says don't forsake the assembling of yourself. That's Bible from God. And you do not because you're sick, but you take off. When you should have been here, you're sinning against God. Don't take it lightly. David should have been in battle when he went on his rooftop. Had he been in battle, he would have not committed adultery, and his generation would not have suffered. I'm telling, just one look, just like her. That one look. She got too close, like one preacher said. She got too close. That one look. Tell you, some people will end up in hell because of their eyes. Wait, why do you think pornography sells so much today? It's been always been around. Oh, I tell you, if the people who are so into the pornography, maybe they might have a chance of making heaven without some blind their eyes. But still, the spirit will still be the same anyway. That gratifying of the flesh. Oh, I tell you, people don't realize the damage that they do. When they look at pornography, they don't realize the damage. I'll tell you, damage to your deal. The damage is very deep, very deep. There are people today who cannot stay saved because of the spirit of pornography. It is such a strong spirit. The individual who has never given himself to that, thank the living God. Now imagine two individuals, one who has given himself to pornography and one who has never done so. One who has never done so, the enemy does not have any file to work with. Go down to prayer, nothing to bother him as far as pictures are concerned. I'm not saying God cannot give you victory. Glory be to God, he can. If Paul was killing the Christians and he broke down the way he broke down and God was able to use him the same way, God can deliver you, clean up your mind, and give you a pure mind, but you got involved in that mess. All we're trying to do is help preserve that mind. There's very few people who have pure minds. Very few people. If you have the spirit of hatred, the spirit of envy, your mind is not pure because that's God is pure. If God is pure, you cannot have a mind. Your mind is defiled. You cannot have any spirit contrary to the spirit of God and your mind be pure. Understand that. And this is one of the reasons why I labor on you can't. You cannot come to unity when there is no love there, because where love is, it cannot be the spirit of hatred. It cannot be. Impossible. What causes people to hate one another? The heart. The heart is not clean. The heart is dirty. The heart is filthy. There's carnality in the heart. The saints do not do anything intentionally to hurt anyone. Never, never. Thank God, no. Never, ever, ever intentionally to hurt anyone. No, absolutely not. we come in here with all kinds of spirits, and God says, I'm here to clean you up. He says, I'm going to cause you to walk in my statutes. Glory to God. I'm going to cause you. I'm going to put a new spirit within you. You came in here all stone hard and hardened. And God says, don't worry. We're going to work on that. We're going to break you down a little bit. Some of you need a little jackhammer. Don't worry. The pounding of the world is a jackhammer. Oh, you submit to the hammer and it'll break you up, Lord God. You submit to the chiseling of God, the sandpaper of God, the pounding. Some people need to slash, boom, and a few more times, and some more than a few, several times. Say, God, and God gonna put you in some hard places. That's the only way I can get some things out of you. God gotta put you in some serious screws. I gotta put the squeeze on you. I gotta let you realize that without me, you can do nothing. He that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest he fall. You think you something. God says, I see the spirit of pride in you. Don't worry, I'm gonna break you down if you allow me. But you gotta part the play in it. You have to be willing and obedient. The individual, let's learn from Eve now. Let's learn from Eve. She was pure. You tonight, maybe pure. Pure. But a little reasoning. And look what happened. A little reasoning. That's not that bad. I feel so tempted to click on this. I just feel so tempted to click on this. You better get that out of your mind. You better shut that computer down or something and go pray and go back on the computer. You feel it. You feel it. All of a sudden, something's coming back. You're losing something. When there's purity, because you're pure does not mean that things, the enemy's not going to try to allure you. It does not mean you're not going to be assaulted by the enemy of souls. It does not mean everything's going to be great and glory every single day of your life. No. You're going to go through some temptations, and at times you may feel very bad. At times you feel like all of the, every spirit of the devil is against you. And you're going to wake up one morning and say, nothing goes right today. Absolutely nothing. But you better get on your knees and go pray. I'm telling you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We deal with spirits of devils. She, the enemy, now when she consented, the enemy had easy access to her. Easy access. Access to her will. He said, no one can coerce you, your will, nobody. There, anything people do, it's a choice. It's a choice. You may think your will is weak. No. He just said, yeah, you just have not exercised. You have not exercised. So he obtained consent of her will, and which resulted in the next step, which is the act. And we do know that in the act, after she reasoned, consented, he took control, and she sinned. She sinned. We must be very careful, brethren, how we give way to our inclinations and our tendencies. Be very careful. Be very careful. Because by the inclinations, it is through these things that the enemy, to our humanity, that he approaches, the approach is made to the soul. She was pure, but through her humanity, the approach was made to her soul, and she sinned. Though he may be sweetly saved, does not mean you cannot backslide. And though you may be sweetly saved, no one backslides overnight. Nobody. It starts out with something small. It could be neglect. Neglect of prayer. It could be forsaking the assembly. Your interest begins to change. So you take some more time from services. At this time, your soul begins to get lean and leaner and leaner. You lose whatever little joy that you had. And then, I don't feel like coming anymore. You just don't come anymore at all. Or sometimes you just stay. You just become religious. You just stay. But there is no substance. You're just an empty shell with no substance. Okay? Clouds without water. No substance whatsoever. Read for me, please. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18.
Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise.
Let no man deceive himself. No man deceive himself. Be careful, be careful. This humanity of ours, which is one of the reasons Jesus had to pray three times. And at times, we need to learn to become the master of ourselves. We need to learn that. When their feelings and emotions, they run high. And you got to be careful that you do not give in to the feelings that cause you to do the things contrary. Anything that's causing you, any feeling that comes upon you, I don't feel like praying, anything that's trying to cause you to not do the things that are spiritual, you got to rebuke that. You got to rebuke that. You cannot give vent to that. Because you see, what happens is, if you do give vent to it, it gets stronger. See, if you miss service one day willingly, you forsook the assembly. The second time will be so much easier. The third time, so much easier. It's the same thing with the conscience. When the Spirit of God is dealing with you, at the first outset, it's strong. Your heart might be beating fast. It's just like a man who goes to steal a car for the first time. Okay? The first time. The tenth time. It's not the same. Why? Because you've deadened conscience. It's not going to work the same way anymore. Okay? Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Back to Ephesians 6, verse 12.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The combat is not against human beings. No, that's not the combat. But it is against the enemy of souls, against spirits of devils. It is against the ranks of devils, which have government, which they exercise in this world, the powers of darkness. How is the enemy, the mastermind of evil, able to keep myriads of souls under his sway? How is he able to do that? When you consider the globe, forget about the globe, consider Far Rockaway. People killing each other. There's prostitution. There's people stabbing one another. There's drugs. There's people drinking. People walking around with spirits. How does he keep puppets? And they don't even know what's going on. And here we are enlightened. Be careful that we don't bring the world into the church and be just like the world, though we say we're a church of God. The enemy, he's telling me the enemy has control over you. And you're hearing truth. You allow this to happen when the truth is here to bring deliverance.
But then you act like the people outside, the same way that Babylon acts like that. No, no, not the church of God, not in Mount Zion, not in Mount Zion. You all come up to Mount Zion into the city of the living God where the spirit of justice, the spirit of judgment are made. What? Glory to God. Glory to God. Perfect.
Eve was beguiled. She was beguiled. But I tell you, the enemy has a thousand ways to beguile unstable souls, if not more than a thousand. Samson, tell me where thy great strength lieth. Oh, you keep playing around, Samson. Tell me, oh, tell me, Samson. Tell me, Samson. He has so many ways to beguile souls. So many. So many. But if people would surrender themselves to God, I mean wholeheartedly surrender themselves to God, what they're going through in life, they would not be going through. Brother, can you go back in your own mind tonight? How you came here, before you came, how you were. Can you go back in your own mind tonight to see how the enemy had such control over you? Can you go back in your own mind how you were under the hand and the power of the enemy, how you were driven down to the gutter of sin and didn't want to do some of the things you were doing? And now that you've gotten delivered, and now, but now you don't have full deliverance. Now, every so often, some get off the handle a little bit. Full deliverance. Brother, when there's full deliverance, there's no such thing. There will be no contrary spirit. There'll be no action from you or reaction that is not God. I'm not saying you don't have feelings. No. But you got control over your feelings. Glory to God. You got control. And you're going to exercise yourself in God because you have put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you've learned to exercise yourself in the Word. See, it's important to exercise ourselves in the Word. See, we're only going to get stronger as you exercise. Okay? So the more love I show you, the more I love God, the more love I will have for the brethren. That's just the way it works. The deeper I get in God, the more this quality, I said quality prayer, not just prayer. I'm talking about quality prayer. I'm looking to change, to become like him. And I go through, I will, whatever I need to do, God help me to do it. There's some ways about me, Lord. Lord, I come from the world. I just don't like to talk to anybody. I just don't like to talk to anybody. But God says, occupy till he comes. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So you're going to miss heaven because you don't want to occupy? Lord, I just don't like to talk to people. Let me tell you something. You get this thing good, you're going to want to talk to people. I'm telling you. It's going to open you up. Yes. God says, open the box. Glory to God. And show your gift. Come on, you got your salvation. I said, open your box. Let the aroma come out. Glory to God. Amen. Springtime and flowers are budding. Open your box. Lord, wherever I go, Lord, I want to impact souls. Lord, I want the fragrance just emanating from my life. Oh, I'm not talking about cologne. I'm talking about the beautiful spirit of the Lord. Wherever we go, we're ready to help people. Also be wise. Also be wise. Young lady, don't try to go help the man because he got a flat tire. Huh. Well, I want to help. Brother Eddie says to help. Look, let's be wise. Okay? Because if man is not saved, he doesn't have a pure mind. Men have agenda outside. The agenda is to steal what you have. Okay? I'm not talking about your clothes either. I'm talking about your virginity. I had a lady said to me, listen, I want to come to church. I'm looking for a good husband. I said, you get here, you come. Go fight Christ.
Christ is your husband. Christ is your husband. I'm telling you, just come. You're looking for a wife? Oh, glory to God. Don't worry, you're married to Christ.
Oh, glory to God. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities.
Against powers.
Uh-huh.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
The God of this world had blinded the minds of them that believed not, against the rulers of darkness of this world. Satan's kingdom is one of darkness, and the kingdom of Christ is one of light.
Rulers of darkness, the prince of the power of the air. Brother, you know, we got to be careful. This big fish to fry here. We got to get away from the trivial things of this life. He said, she said, get away from these things. This big fish to fry. I'm not even talking about the war of the Laodicean age. I'm not even talking about ecumenicalism. I'm not talking about fighting against Catholicism, Protestantism, and paganism. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about let's get ourselves pure before God, so that we can be able to see the spirits of our day that we will not have to fight against, with being marshaling themselves against the truth of the living God, and how we have to have on the entire armor of God to fight against those spirits, the frog spirits. Do you know what that is? That's another message.
The spirit of the age, a Laodicean age. All those spirits that we have to fight. Come on. All those spirits, and we can't get along with each other. You're done. All these forces, paganism, all the way down here. Huh? We got to fight this spirit, and you got the locusts. Okay? We got to fight all these spirits down in the end here. And we have our leader, our captain. Glory to God. Vessel dipped in blood. Brother, do you know what this fight is? If you got to fight with your own self, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against spirits of darkness, rulers of darkness, trying to prevent you from making heaven. We got to fight against Babylon. But then if you become a Babylon, yeah, you're going to fight against Babylon. Do you understand? Do you see the scope of this thing? Do you see it, my God? Do you see it? Do you understand? Do you see the church? Help us, Lord, to get away from the elementary things of this life. Elementary, rudimentary things. Let us move on. Let us graduate. Let us move on. This big fish to fry. If you can't fight a little fish, now you're going to fight a big fish.
That was not part of my message, but it's in there. Read for me, please. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8.
But let us who are of the day.
Let us who are of the day.
Be sober.
Oh, let us be sober. Let us be awake. Let us be alert. Let us be watchful. Let us be vigilant. For the devil is a roaring lion walking about saying, who may devour? Let us be sober. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're dealing with powers of darkness, rulers of darkness, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. We're dealing with ecumenicalism. We're dealing with religious darkness. High places. Let us throughout the day be sober.
Putting on the breastplate of faith and love.
See? We didn't even get to that yet. Thank you. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. And the Bible does tell us in Ephesians about the breastplate. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Are you sober tonight? Do you see the warfare? Do you understand what we're fighting against? Trying to keep your mind pure, spirit clean before God. You understand what we're fighting against? The spirit of the age, the spirit of lukewarmness, Brother Bronson is like a blanket. You know, I remember when I had young children, you sit them down, I sit down, and it would just, they don't want to sleep, we just rock them. Brother, the devil rocking some people to sleep, rocking, you're just rocking, and you don't see it, just rocking you, and you don't see what's going on. Just rocking you to sleep, you don't see it. But this war, that's why we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but with spirits. Spirit, you can't see them with your physical eye. This is why you got to stay on your knees in prayer. And this is why you got to stay on your Bible. My God, help me, Lord. Anoint my eyes with eyesight. Lord, I want to make heaven, Lord. Lord, I got feelings. I'm dealing with feelings. I don't want to give in to these things, Lord. Help me to love the brethren, Lord. I've had a hard time. But you got to get these things down. I will fight the devil. If you don't have control over your own self, you have control over your own spirit. The Bible says, great. Look, he that can rule his spirit is greater than the man that can take the entire city. Can you imagine a man come here and just take like Russia trying to take over Ukraine? Imagine the man that can rule his spirit is greater than these people. Oh, that's volume, brethren. That's volume here. That's volume. You mean to tell me the wicked one comes and he cannot touch you? And I don't mean a physical touch. Touch you in a sense where he cannot get you to act contrary to the word of God. He cannot get you to have a thought that is not pure, an impure thought. Cannot. Cannot get me to hate the brethren. Cannot get me to speak against the brethren. It's a fight, brother. It's a fight. It's a fight. And God has set measures for us, has set measures for us to keep the unity and the purity. Because in Matthew 18, it tells us that there's a problem with one another, what we ought to do. God says, I want this to stay so clean so that you can be so well banded together so the devil cannot tear you apart. He can't tear you apart. We're so well banded in love. In love. The devil can't tear me apart. He can't tell my husband, and wife can't tear us apart. We see the enemy working, and we refuse. We're not even allowed to get here. Oh, we're going to do it like this. Just like this. Can't tear us apart. But no, nothing between my Savior and I. Nothing between us. Nothing. I'm not going to allow it to happen. No, we're going to work with each other. We're going to work with one another. And if there will be a little difficulty. There will be bumps on the road. There will be. We're human. It's what divides us is our thoughts. That's what divides us. I think differently than you do. We both have to have the mind of Christ. Yeah, I'm an individual. I have my own personality. And I think differently. Okay, now, you as a, maybe you can cook this a little better than me. I'm not gonna envy you because you can cook better than me. No, we're all working for one cause. What is that? To glorify your mind. Glory to God. All we want to do is glorify God. We're gonna magnify His name, and we're not gonna let Him get in between us. Glory to God. No. That's called division. We're not gonna allow that. I love my wife. You better get out of here, devil. I love my wife. I'm gonna sweeten her up no matter what you say. She didn't mean to answer me like that. She doesn't realize what she did, but I'm gonna talk to her so we can make sure we iron things out. Glory to God.
Husband, you gotta listen to your wife sometimes. Not sometimes, all the time. You gotta listen to your wife. You gotta listen to your wife. And you gotta talk. Don't say, I don't want to talk. No, if you don't want to talk, you don't want it to work. If you don't want to talk, you don't want this relationship to work. Because it cannot work without communication. And you have to be willing to make it work. And you may have to say, honey, get it out. Say it. Get it out.
Get it out.
And the next time, if there is a next time, it'll be easier to say. It's hard. That male ego, man, it's hard. You see, we come from different walks of life. See? Maybe when you went, see, I remember growing up as a child, we had a maid back home, and she used to wash my feet at night, and I had a nice hot chocolate. You know, my wife told me, I remember me and my wife and I were discussing on our honeymoon. And We were by the beach, beautiful St. John's, beautiful waters, hot, nobody there at the time. And I asked her, can you please wash my feet?
And she said, I can't believe you asked me to do that. I said, honey, but you didn't do it. I said, no, I couldn't do it. I said, oh, Lord. See,
our background causes us to do a lot of things, right? Eh? See, we were discussing just the other day, but we spoke about that before. See, I just can't believe you asked me to do that. I just can't believe. But you don't know my background. That's what happened. You know? And the maid used to make down a nice hot chocolate. And every night when I had nice hot chocolate and butter and bread, and she washed my feet. I like a king. Oh Lord. I just told you something about me, huh? Lord is good though. Amen. Brother, there's nothing as good as the love of the living God. Let us enjoy let us live to enjoy this experience. Don't let little things trip us up. It's just not worth it. We're living here. We want to leave a good legacy behind. So when I lay down in that casket, and nobody going to be able to say anything bad, it'll be all good. It will be all true. Look, you are impacting. We're impacting people. Whatever you do, whatever you say, whatever word come out of your mouth, how it comes out, you're impacting, you influence, whatever you say, whatever you do, people are being impacted. We want to leave a good legacy behind. I mean, where your memory will be cherished. Oh, I remember, it was Dorcas when Dorcas died. When Dorcas is back, Lord, we don't want to lose Dorcas. Dorcas been so good to us, Lord. Dorcas, what will you be remembered for? What will you be remembered for? Your bad spirit, or all the good hamburger places, or because of your sweet spirit, and you're always there to help the brethren? I can count on this brother. I can count on this sister. What will you be remembered for? What will you be remembered for? We rest not against flesh and blood. Where are you tonight? This is a fight, brethren. We're not fighting our brothers and our sisters. No, no, no. We're fighting enemies, spirits of devils that don't want you and I to love one another. We don't want you and I to hug. They don't want these spirits, we got to kill those spirits. Let us all stand, please. We'd like to sing a song tonight. We want to live right. We want to be pure before God. Let's deal with some things. Let's deal with ourselves. We all come from different walks of life. Get to understand your wife. Get to understand your husband. Talk about it, please. Talk to one another. Get to understand one another. Let's please one another. Please each other. Come on. Let's take the time to do so. And as you please each other, and those with your young children, those little children are looking on at how daddy talks to mommy and how mommy talks to daddy. They're looking on and they're going to do just like you do. If you don't talk to mommy nicely, they're going to talk to you just the same way. Would you tonight?
222 in our Church of God hymnal.
It's not a lot of pride to get in the way.